I'm Mark Griffiths and I am Managing Director of Codify. Codify is a software development company based in Aberdeen, in Scotland, who develop software solutions, usually bespoke software solutions for the oil and gas industry.
Well, my name is Graham Humphrey. I'm the Operations Director here at Codify. So I look after two departments here, the Projects Department and the Support Department. I also have kind of overall control about the processes and basically how we go about developing our projects.
We've developed solutions both for desktop applications and web applications over the years. I think we've probably focused more on the desktop side of things, the richness of the user interface. In particular, the ability of desktop applications to not continually do round trips to the server and to maintain some state was one of the real benefits that we saw from pushing the desktop or smart client side of things that we would call it. There was other benefits as well, such as integration, drag and drop, for example.
We've been using the Microsoft stack for many years now. That has been the sole technology stack we've used since our inception, really. We started off with .NET version 1.0, to be honest, WinForms and ASP.NET. So it's very much the kind of the first applications that we built were based around the WinForms model, the desktop type application. We've always kind of built three-tier type applications which interact with web services over an intranet or internet environment. So like I say, it tends to be desktop applications we've produced, although when required we have kind of built on an ASP.NET website component to an application when the client demands, and generally when they want to expose elements of functionality to their customers so they can log in a secure manner or interact with their information. Desktop applications, WinForm applications, they've given us the ability to rapidly construct applications, especially with the click once deployment technology. It's enabled us to deploy them very quickly with almost zero touch to the customer, so it gives us the benefits of a web-based deployment but with the richness of a desktop application. But certainly the extranet component, I would say, it gives us that reach, so it enables us to expose certain elements of that application to our customers' clients, so to speak, so they can interact with data.
There's still a lot of good situations where you want to have an application delivered in the browser instead of being a desktop application. And quite often the customers are still wanting that very rich user interface and benefits of not posting back too often. Not doing too many round trips because that causes performance problems, especially with our customers who want these applications to be accessible from offshore installations. So in those cases, we would have dropped back to ASP.NET and used that, and we would have probably made the user interface as simple as possible on the basis of. You can spend a lot of man hours making a very rich user interface using ASP.NET. But what we're finding with Silverlight is that we can get the best of both worlds there and have an interface that's feasible for us to build it in a short amount of time. It's rich enough to match even a desktop application. And obviously, deployment is as easy as an ASP.NET application with just one small plugin that needs to be installed and that which can quite easily get pushed out using WSUS or some other type of system administrator's deployment tool. So it's really giving us that rich programmability of desktop applications in the browser, and we didn't have that with ASP.NET, and that's what's made Silverlight so interesting to us.
Well, it's been really exciting for us. For maybe 7 years or so, we've always wanted to try and blend kind of a functional application, a functional line of business application with a very attractive user interface to encourage people to use it, encourage adoption. Because although you don't judge a book by its cover, I think it's very important that an application is styled in a professional manner to get people excited about it. So with the likes of WinForms, we tried really hard, even with third-party components, to improve the user interface, to improve the look of the components, and to make it that bit more attractive while still having, you know, a functional application under the bonnet. But we felt WinForms didn't really give us that flexibility, didn't give us the amount of control that we needed to design attractive user interfaces. So RIAs with the likes of Silverlight give us the ability to style with a lot of control user interface, but also still have a functional line of business app underpinning all of that.
Since the early days, we've been using .NET. So, and we find that .NET hasn't, there's never a huge gaping leap that changes from one version to the next. It's quite incremental and evolutionary. And so because of that, there wasn't any sort of shock syndrome with moving to Silverlight. Instead, it was a case of, okay, so we understand a large proportion of what it's doing. We can, and we'll just see that it's layering on top of the existing .NET framework and supporting the same sort of application architectures that we developed with desktop apps, whereby we would have the client, a web service with business app logic in it, and then a database at the back end. So it wasn't a huge jump for us from that side of things. I think that our developers have actually took a jump on from our old way of developing applications by making use of features of Silverlight, such as the really strong support for data binding that has made it possible for them to produce very, very clean client applications with very little logic contained within them.
Being able to utilise a lot of the existing skill base that we have here at Codify, and the developers have been very enthusiastic about adopting Silverlight. And I guess we shouldn't forget that although Silverlight is still underpinned really by the .NET framework, so we have a team of .NET developers, and really for them transitioning to Silverlight was relatively straightforward. I know there was new technologies such as WCF, but from their perspective they were all really excited about it, so they took to it like a duck to water. However, we've certainly noticed that to produce these rich interactive applications we need a slightly different type of resource, this kind of UX engineer or consultant, someone who can really blend the worlds of programming and design into one role, someone who does like things to be pixel perfect, because the user interface is so very important in a Silverlight type application. Whereas in the WinForms world, I think you had your grey buttons and your grey controls and you were really constrained to what the framework did provide. So, but now we really see we've utilised a lot of the development resources that we had already, but we found that finding this additional resource to blend the design and the programming worlds that's been a very important resource that we've had to find.
My name's Anthony Jones. I'm a senior software developer here at Codify. I tend to concentrate a lot on setting up architectures and designing the architecture for applications, and also helping out a bit with the day-to-day development, but a lot of that's done by the other developers, and really my focus is as much as possible just thinking about the architecture and so on. When Silverlight 2 came out, that seemed to be a natural progression from there, and it allowed us to really just develop rich applications with just the ease of deployment that you get from doing things as a web application. Compared with a web application, Silverlight application is much more similar to a traditional sort of three-tier client-server application. And I mean, that's been really good for us because it's a model that we're very familiar with. And Silverlight lets us use a similar development model, and we just avoid having the problems associated with using HTML and JavaScript. The Silverlight application communicates with the server entirely using web services, and for us we're using SOAP and WCF to do that. For authentication, we're using a combination of, in some applications we're using just Windows integrated authentication, in other places we've been using forms authentication, so using the ASP.NET services that it provides for doing authentication there. So For the applications we've done using forms authentication, it's been the application itself will display a login box and then call the authentication service, and that provides back a cookie to the client, and that's then used from there on for the authentication. We don't really use any web pages in there. The only time that we've really had to break out from Silverlight into web pages is one of our applications. It was effectively acting as a front end for processing content that was coming in by email, and to display those emails we had to display them in a separate window because they were actually stored as HTML, and it's very difficult to display that HTML within Silverlight. But apart from that, we really just stick entirely with Silverlight, and there's no reason for us to do much with HTML at all. We've been looking into the support in Silverlight 3 for offline applications. One of our other developers has been looking into that and testing it, and that looks like it could be really useful for the kind of applications we do. And obviously you'd still have problems with storing content locally and synchronising later, but that's the kind of thing we just intend to do using isolated storage. And again, that isolated storage is something which would be very difficult to do using a HTML and JavaScript application. So there's another benefit of using Silverlight there. When we started using WPF, we decided on what's become known as the model view model pattern, and that we've continued to use that with Silverlight. And what we find is that gives us a really clean separation between presentation and the data, and it gives a nice abstraction there. And it also means that we can do things like unit test our view models in isolation. And so the way we do that, if we have the view model sort of running in a context, and that context can either be an actual context which allows it to interact with the user, or it could be a context which just provides this, you know, operation specifically for the unit testing. And so that the model view model pattern just allows us to really bring in unit testing and just a very clean separation of concerns there. Okay, so the way I describe the model view model pattern is you have your model which represents your data, and you have your view which is your UI, and as a sort of an adapt between those two, you have what we refer to as a view model, and that's really just a view of the data, but which is specifically designed to support data binding, and so it will expose properties which you otherwise wouldn't necessarily expose, but are there just for the purposes of data binding, and that can, and those can be used, for instance, to enable and disable controls or hide or show content just based on data binding. And because data binding supports automatically updating on property change notifications, you can achieve all these sort of features you'd normally do using code behind, but you can do those all very cleanly, and you can just abstract all of those operations away from how your UI is actually implemented. And the way what we aim for when we're designing our view models is they're an object and they're pretty much entirely independent of how they're presented. So in theory, we aim to have a view model that you could take and just use inside a Windows Forms application. It would still work, and it all just uses the standard .NET features like the iNotify property change interface and so on. I mean, Silverlight provides most of the features that we were using WPF. There are a few things which aren't there. For instance, that Silverlight doesn't have triggers which you can use in WPF for sort of styling and changing styles depending on properties. But we've got around that, for example, by using just having extra converters. And then in Silverlight, we were using the iDataArrow interface to display validation errors and so on, and that isn't present in Silverlight. So we've had to work around that, but none of those have been a massive barrier for us, and we've got workarounds, and it occasionally means you end up with a bit more code than you would if you were doing a similar thing in WPF, but there's been no big barriers there. Cool. Building the applications, we've not just been using the controls which are built into the core of Silverlight, we've also been using stuff from the Silverlight toolkit. So the kind of controls we've been using there are the stuff for charting, and then there are just various little controls, like there's expander controls, accordions, autocomplete text boxes, all of those kind of things. for our applications have been incredibly useful. So a lot of those are perfect for what we need in the line of business application, and have just fitted in really nicely. And it's great that the Silverlight toolkit gets updated regularly and is independently of the major Silverlight releases, so that we're getting bug fixes and new features, you know, as soon as they come out, rather than having to wait for a big new release of Silverlight.
Okay, so I'll give you a quick tour of one of our projects that involved Silverlight. The project is called Integra and was developed for a client called Freelance World. Freelance provide bookkeeping and accounting services for contractors. So they'll process their timesheets, produce invoices, chase the clients for money, etc., all on behalf of the contractor. So what makes this project special is the combination of Dynamics CRM, Dynamics AX, and of course Silverlight, all glued together using WCF web services. Okay, so here's Dynamics CRM with some customizations there in the left-hand side here, some custom entities. Nothing really special at this point, just CRM with some apparent customizations. So let's see if I can find an example of some Silverlight integration. If I open up this account here, I've got several tabs across the top. All of these using standard CRM customization capabilities. However, the Documents tab and the Monthly Accounts tab are both actually powered by Silverlight. The key thing to note here is how well Silverlight integrates with CRM. The styling capabilities of Silverlight has allowed us to match it into the CRM user interface, making it virtually indistinguishable from the end user's point of view. Behind the scenes, these Silverlight applications are using WCF web services to retrieve and store data. So, for example, I'll attach a document, and that document's now been stored within a SQL Server database outside of Dynamics CRM via WCF web service. So the advantage of that approach is that the data can come from a variety of different sources, and there's many examples within this project where we've got data coming from CRM, Dynamics AX, a SQL database, and even Microsoft Exchange. So let's take a look at a more complex example of Silverlight integration. Here we have a completely new module built into Dynamics CRM. This screen is active in that it continually refreshes itself. No postback occurs for the refresh, so Silverlight is improving the user experience in the same way as Ajax techniques do. The web service sitting behind this screen is fetching data from a variety of sources. The receive queue here is displaying emails from an Exchange inbox. I can click on an email, and a HTTP handler that we've developed will pull the email body and other attributes back, and also have the attachments ready to stream back to the end user. The remaining queues show emails that are at varying states of input. For example, here is one that's currently partway through data input. Some of the data has been validated, perhaps from CRM, other parts from Dynamics AX. So as you can see, Silverlight has allowed us to create a very visual representation of each email. We have various icons and indicators that act as visual cues to the end user. So this customer has had a formal complaint, and the processing deadline for this email has also been missed. There's various actions that we can perform on each email here. So for example, we can add notes here. And we can park the item into another queue. We can split it into two and assign it to another processor. All of these are developed using Silverlight and just shows the rich user interface that we can provide using that technology, yet blended nicely into the CRM user interface so that the end user is completely unaware